Is it purpose or focus? That drive that pushes. Photographer, made it happen. Fashion design, made it happen. Arthur, made it happen. Artist, made it happen. I'm here to tell you, it takes focus and drive to push yourself to achieve your special place in life. You made it happen. I'm Linda Johnson, your host, and welcome to They Made It Happen. Dosette Truck and Muscle Moving Company, LLC, servicing Cambria, Blair, Somerset, and Indiana counties in Pennsylvania. They are Pennsylvania's favorite moving company for all of your moving needs, residential and commercial. They are a licensed and insured company. Truck and Muscle Moving Company, LLC, 814-533-1675. That's 814-533-1675. Truck and Muscle Moving Company, LLC. Hi, I'm glad you're here. This week, I will be discussing late life or gray divorce. Keep listening. Divorce. That's a daunting subject, and people are divorced whether they have been married 2 or 3 years, 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 years. People become tired or have so many significant issues or problems within a marriage that they decide to split up, go their separate ways. And I'm going to be discussing for this week's episode the phenomenon of late life or gray divorce. If you're an older couple divorcing after a long-term marriage, it's referred to as a gray divorce or a late life divorce. While the overall divorce rate has flattened for most age groups, there's one segment of the population where divorce rates are actually increasing. Older Americans in long-term marriages. Go figure. And as I stated earlier, it's a phenomenon known as gray divorce. Now, some of you may have heard that term before, or you may not, but it's still the same as, or it means, late life divorce. Certainly, divorce is difficult no matter how long you've been married or how old you are. But if you're older and you're divorcing after a long-term marriage, there's a whole lot you need to know and to be aware of, to think about. What are you going through? Is this me? Is this where I'm headed? Is this where our marriage is headed right now? When the term was first coined, it referred to men and women who divorced after 40 years of marriage or more. The assumption was that anyone married for a long period, for that long, must be an older adult starting to gray, hence the name gray divorce. Okay. But these days, it's more commonly used to refer to the increased divorce rate among baby boomers, regardless of the length of their marriage or the color of their hair. As a point of reference, most people that fall into that category are just simply 55, 60, 65 years old. And they've been married between 20 and 30 years, or basically over 20 years, I would say. So over the past 20 years, the divorce rate in the United States has declined. But for the over 50 in age group, the divorce rate has actually doubled, according to a paper, Gray Divorce, A Growing Risk Regardless of Class or Education, written by two sociologists. I am not surprised about that. I'm not surprised by that. And I agree with this, with the research that I did find out. I see that. I can understand that. And furthering the research into the gray divorce rate, according to an April 2021 report released by the U.S. Census Department, 34.9% of all Americans who got divorced in the previous calendar year were age 55 and older, y'all. That's more than twice the rate of any other age group surveyed. Wow. So I got together a few points, a few things, a few reasons why gray marriages occur. And you guys probably already know this, but I'm just going to elaborate on it a little bit. It's like I said, this is just food for thought for people that are older and you're starting to experience some things that you know and feel are not quite right in your marriage. You know what I'm saying? It's just really daunting to think that, wow, people, you get older and you think that you are going to be with this person you've been with for the last whatever number of years, and you're growing old. You're like, okay, well, we've done it. We said to death do us part. We took our vows serious. I guess we're going to be going into the twilights together. But then you start thinking about, you know, I don't know. And so you start to think about what's happening in your marriage. And I think it has to do, and research have said that, to do with the societal shift that began in the late 1960s and continued throughout the 1970s. And it's about the quest for personal fulfillment. What makes me feel good? What do I want out of my life? How do I want to live my life? Am I going to be able to do it with my partner or not? It was during that time that attitudes toward marriage began to shift and divorce became more socially acceptable. TV shows like Maud in 1972 and One Day at a Time in 1975 featured main characters who were divorced. And Kramer versus Kramer, 1979, was a box office smash. Divorce had hit the mainstream and became the, dare I say, normal. It was the norm. You get tired of your spouse. You're like, I'm out of here, right? I don't have to contend with this. I'm not doing this, right? Well, so individuals born in the late 1950s through early 1960s grew up with the messages that life is short, happiness matters, and divorce is nothing to be ashamed about whatsoever. It happens, right? Which set the stage for gray divorce. And the revolution we see today, people over 55, over 65 years old are getting divorced left and right like it's nothing. So why did divorce increase in this segment of population? Why? Well, here are some of the reasons why gray divorce reasons happen. We've simply grown apart. That statement right there. I know you've heard it with family, with friends. Why did you guys get divorced? We've simply grown apart. We have nothing in common. I don't know who he is. I don't know who she is anymore. Some couples can pinpoint the exact cause of the demise of their marriage. But in a gray divorce, there's often no infidelity and no major blowout that led to the decision to get divorced. Instead, the spouses have simply grown apart over time. So the couple chooses to begin the divorce proceedings when one or two things happen. And, you know, I don't know. I guess I get it. I understand. I totally understand it. So some of the things, or one of the things that happens when they make this decision, when they've grown apart, they have an adult child, or the youngest goes off to college, and then there's the empty nest syndrome. You spent the better part of your marriage raising kids, and now you found yourself without the kiddos to focus on, leaving only you and your husband or your wife. And you look at this person, you go, who is that stranger sitting across from me? And suddenly you find yourself uncomfortable being around this person you no longer know, which leads to an empty nest divorce. it leads to an empty nester's divorce. Another reason for the great divorce is retirement. When a couple is working and or raising kids, they're busy, right? Perhaps so busy that they didn't notice they are growing up further apart, right? With each passing year. But now that one or both have retired, they have a lot more on their time. They have a lot more time on their hands, rather. And again, they realize they have nothing in common. They no longer like their spouse. I don't like you anymore. I have all this time now. I'm realizing, who are you? Right? So if people are seeking a divorce after retirement, it's because they've grown apart. And if that's the case, you've grown apart and you feel like, no, I'm not staying in this marriage any longer. Sometimes you can probably just seek mediation to help you through all of that, to sort everything out. It's cheaper than getting your attorney and their attorney. You're fighting and doing all this. Get a mediator and to help you sort all that out. I'm not condoning that you should get divorced, but everybody has to live their life according to how they feel and what they want, right? But consider mediation. It's a process, a purpose for that, right? And can save both parties money if it comes down to it, right? If you're going your separate ways and you're used to having this pot of money that you both contribute to, and then now there's not going to be that pot, and you have to think about, what income do you have? What am I going to live off of? What is she? What is he going to live off of? You know, so you have to think about those things. And so mediation can help you sort through that. If you're going to get the divorce anyway, you might as well do the best for yourselves. Another reason why people find themselves in a situation where they're going to consider a great divorce at this age is age. I just said it, age, right? We've all got one or family member, you know, those friends who are always complaining about how bad they feel or what they have to do to get up in the morning or what they have to do to start their day because they have all these aches and pains and so forth. You know, they're complaining about how bad their feet hurt or how they pulled their back out getting out of the bed, or how they had to sit down 5 times while they were doing mowing the lawn. And, you know, it's so hot. I just can't, you know, I can't do this or I can't do that. And the other person is hearing all this. And you're like, you know, that's turning me off, you know? And I get it. Aging stinks, you know? But being around someone who acts old can make us feel old. So for some, when they see their husband or their wife aging, or repeatedly hear them talking about aging and complaining and being negative all the time, it could be an unwelcome reminder that they're getting older too. So perhaps they think if they got divorced for someone younger, it will reverse time for them. Oh, okay, yeah. Again, mediation can help you through this process. You know what I mean? Another reason for a gray divorce is longer life expectancy. According to data compiled by the Social Security Administration of 2021, a man reaching age 65 today can expect to live on an average until age 84 in a few months. A woman turning 65 today can expect to live on an average until age 86 and a half. About 1 out of every 4 65-year-olds today will live past age 90. Did y'all hear what I just said? 1 out of 10 will live past age 95. Wow. So for couples seeking this type of divorce, gray divorce, it's quite possible that each spouse could live another 30, 40, or even 50 years. So one thinks, why spend the time I have left on this earth miserable in an unhappy marriage? Some things to think about is alimony when you're going through this great divorce. Yes, alimony. splitting up your assets. You may have to do that. So you're comfortable now. Would you be comfortable in 2 years when the divorce is final? That can be very tricky and painful. However, a spouse has taken on the no matter what, I'm getting a divorce attitude. Nothing is going to hold them back. So be strong when you're going through this process. If that's where you are in your marriage, be strong and be smart. If anyone is going through a gray divorce, this is when prayer, close trusted friends are an equity. Your family, mediation, counseling, meditation, new friends, and hobbies are very important. So again, stop and think about where you are and truly what you want and how you want to live your life. And if you come to the conclusion that you're going to have a gray divorce, be very sure of where you're going to go in the future and how you're going to live your life. Having someone speak to you about or have a discussion about late life or gray divorce or divorce in general is probably not one of the happiest or popular conversations to have or topic to listen to. And my hope is that those that are contemplating marriage, those that have been married for 5, 10, 15 years, you couples, think about where you are and what's happening in your life so that you can make some adjustments so that you don't end up having a late life or gray divorce. So I'm hopeful that it was helpful in that respect. And now switching channels a little bit, I want to tell you about how excited I am. I'm excited about my upcoming guests in the following weeks. I have coming to my show, adventurer enthusiast Allison Carter. Also, Dr. B or Dr. Baker, who owns her own HR firm in California. I'm super excited about musician, songwriter, philanthropist, art collector, Grammy nominated Ebony Burks is going to be on my show. I have some amazing guests in the past, now, and in the future. So stay tuned to They Made It Happen with Linda. It's always something good here. And always stay focused on who you are and your dreams and aspirations so that you can be the best person you can be. And the hope is that you too can join the ranks of They Made It Happen because you're making a difference in your life and in the world. Until next time, see ya.